Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 26, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is, and it really does just get more wild and dystopic every day. I've mentioned recently that when you see organizations like the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, and organizations like that that were started under what I would call nefarious and not necessarily noble purposes, when those organizations suddenly start acting like the bastions of freedom in a society, you're in trouble. In a similar sense, I've talked about how even the unwashed are talking about how the mainstream news is just weird and juvenile, banal, and a number of other colorful superlatives and adjectives. Baby boomers that I know have commented to that regard And the way I put it is basically what used to be acceptable only or even not even acceptable, actually, in the National Enquirer now passes off as mainstream news. As you kind of look at the headlines, especially at places like CNN, which stands for Cable News Network, it seems that the headlines get more incendiary, inflammatory, provocatory, or provocative every day. Whether the issue is dealt with in some mature fashion or not, the headlines invariably seem to incorporate some degree of spin. And this seems to, this kind of yellow journalism seems to have become the status quo. It's very strange. In a similar sense, there's some weird things happening at Davos. It's kind of freaking me out. The World Economic Forum has always been the kind of the heartbeat of globalism, in a sense, you might say, a nest of vipers. But it's obviously winding down this year, the World Economic Forum. But George Soros made some interesting remarks, and well, I'll just give you some of the headlines. Agence France Presse headline: Soros to Google and Facebook, your days are numbered. Whoa. The Guardian article: George Soros, Facebook, and Google are a menace to society. Billionaire says social media companies' days are numbered. Soros warns of far-reaching adverse consequences for democracy. And then Yahoo News, I think, had one of the best articles. The title was George Soros Says Facebook and Google Days Are Numbered. This is a headline and a story that reverberated around the media sphere. And from the Yahoo News story, I mean, there are some section headings. These, for example, unstable growth, internet platforms operate like casinos, freedom of mind. But you can also look at George Soros' speech on his website, georgesoros.com, titled Remarks Delivered at the World Economic Forum, Davos, Switzerland, January 25th, 2018, The Current Moment in History. Here's a relevant excerpt. Yeah, and he mentioned folks like Clark in Texas appreciate this. Well, here's kind of an relevant entry. Speaking of social media companies, he said, under a section titled IT Monopolies, and from there on, it was the majority of his speech. He, by the way, he, in this speech, he referred to Donald Trump as something not favorable. It was interesting. So, well, first I'll give you the excerpt, and I'll get back to that. So he said, under the section titled IT Monopolies, I want to spend the bulk of my remaining time on another global problem, the rise of monopolistic behavior of the giant IT platform companies. These companies have often played an innovative and liberating role, but as Facebook and Google have grown into ever more powerful monopolies, they have become obstacles to innovation, and they have caused a variety of problems of which we are only now beginning to become aware. And this is very ironic because when he says democracy, I think what he means is something very different than what you and I mean, based on what he has done, based on other things that he has said. But continuing, he said companies earn their profits, speaking of, you know, the social media companies, IT platform companies. Companies earn their profits by exploiting their environment, mining and oil companies exploit the physical environment. Social media companies exploit the social environment. This is particularly nefarious because social media companies influence how people think and behave without them even being aware of it. This is George Soros. This has far-reaching adverse consequences on the functioning of democracy, particularly on the integrity of elections. Again, that's ironic because this is the guy who, according to the Daily Caller article on December 20th, 2017, the headline was George Soros illegally bankrolling campaign to amend Ireland's constitution, government watchdog says. And I never got around to remarking on that. I intended to back when I talked about Soros, talked about doing an expose on the Zek, I call him. You know, maybe we'll do that today. But the headline in that article says it all. And I said, I was thinking at the time, maybe Ireland should get smart and so should America for that matter. And like Russia and Hungary, Soros' native Hungary, kick Soros and his Open Society Foundation network out to the curb. Even the so-called State of Israel is not fond of Soros, which incidentally is why it's particularly ironic to see articles like The Nation's Eric Alterman's September 7, 2017 article titled Soros Slander Reveals Anti-Semitism at the Heart of the Far Right. And reading that article, I thought anti-Semitism. So Eric Alterman, would you call Haaretz, Bibi Netanyahu, and his Likud party anti-Semitic in their criticism of Soros? Is the New York Times anti-Semitic for its July 17, 2017 piece on Israel's war against George Soros? It's ridiculous. This is what I mean by all of this kind of upside down and backwards nonsense. Things are getting crazy in this cartoonish experience where supposed to call reality. The best thing to do, I think, is just shut it all off and back away and go outside and, you know, rub some dirt on it and have, a meaningful engagement with God's creation, basically. But I digress. So back to Soros' remarks, he said, the distinguishing feature of internet platform companies is that they are networks and they enjoy rising marginal returns that accounts for their phenomenal growth. The network effect is truly unprecedented and transformative. But he said it is also unsustainable. It took Facebook 8.5 years to reach a billion users and half of that time to reach the second billion. At this rate, Facebook will run out of people to convert in less than 3 years. Facebook and Google effectively control over half of all internet advertising revenue. That's a fact. To maintain their dominance and, you know, Facebook, I mean, with the flick of a switch – or the flick of the wrist, flip of the switch. Recently, you know, how many years ago was it? Not too many years ago. The massive downturn in exposure. First, Facebook said to brands, you have to advertise because the exposure, I think, I want to say 2012 or 13, maybe after that. But with the adjustments in their algorithms, brands went down to 7% exposure, which was nothing for most brands. They went from Facebook was the place to go in terms of marketing, advertising, exposure, et cetera. And so brands were publishing. A lot of that was unpaid. And then Facebook said, you have to be paying something to market on Facebook if you're a brand. And then suddenly your exposure goes way up. You're paying for visibility. And then recently, based on Mark Zuckerberg's comments, they made more adjustments and that killed brand exposure. But I digress. So back to Soros' remarks. He said, Facebook and Google effectively control over half of all internet advertising revenue. To maintain their dominance, they need to expand their networks, increase their share of users' attention. Currently, they do this by providing users with a convenient platform. The more time users spend on the platform, the more valuable they become to the companies. Content providers also contribute to the profitability of social media companies because they cannot avoid using the platforms and they have to accept whatever terms they are offered. Remember the one-button society? So George Soros doesn't think that assumptive tyranny in a one-button society is a good thing? I'm shocked. The exceptional profitability of these companies is largely a function of their avoiding responsibility for and avoiding paying for the content on their platforms. Wow. Now he sounds like Jaron Lanier. They claim they are merely distributing information, but the fact that they are near monopoly distributors makes them public utilities and should subject them to more stringent regulations aimed at preserving competition, innovation, and fair and open universal access. The business model of social media companies is based on advertising. Their true customers are the advertisers. But gradually, a new business model is emerging based not only on advertising but on selling products and services directly to users. They exploit the data they control, bundle their services, the services they offer, and use discriminatory pricing to keep for themselves more of the benefits that otherwise they would have to share with consumers. This enhances their profitability even further, but the bundling of services and discriminatory pricing undermine the efficiency of the market economy. Social media companies deceive their users, listen to this, by manipulating their attention and directing it toward their own commercial purposes. They deliberately engineer addiction to the services they provide. This can be very harmful, particularly for adolescents. I'm not sure that I believe that George Soros is terribly concerned about adolescents, but I've talked about some of those videos in the past. Grace's channel, YouTube channel, Really Graceful, has done a good job of dealing with that. But just look up George Soros on her channel, Really Graceful, on YouTube. But I digress. So continuing, Soros said there is a similarity between internet platforms and gambling companies. Casinos have developed techniques to hook gamblers to the point where they gamble away all their money, even money they don't have. Something very harmful and maybe irreversible is happening to human attention in our digital age, do you think? Not just distraction or addiction, social media companies are inducing people to give up their autonomy. Do you think? Marshall McLuhan, The Medium is the Message. The power to shape people's attention is increasingly concentrated in the hands of a few companies. There can be only one, Highlander. Anyway, it takes a real effort to assert and defend what John Stuart Mill called the freedom of mind. That's where I thought Lark in Texas would probably chuckle. George Soros talking about John Stuart Mill and the freedom of mind. There is a possibility that once lost, people who grow up in the digital age will have difficulty in regaining it. More on that in a bit. This may have far-reaching political consequences. People without the freedom of mind can be easily manipulated. Well, George, I thought that was kind of your modus operandi through the Open Society Foundation Network. It's almost as you read this or listen to him, it's almost as if he's jealous that they're doing it better than he is. But that's just my conjecture. Continuing, people without the freedom of mind can be easily manipulated. This danger does not loom only in the future. It already played an important role in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Yes, but not in the way that I hear most people talking about. So continuing, listen to this. But there is an even more alarming prospect on the horizon. There could be an alliance between authoritarian states and these large data-rich IT monopolies that would bring together nascent systems of corporate surveillance with an already developed system of state-sponsored surveillance. Ooh, that's the topic of our broadcast today. He said this may well result in a web of totalitarian control and the likes of which not even Aldous Huxley or George Orwell could have imagined. That kind of brings us right around to the topic that was today's broadcast. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure.
Crazy times. You know, who knows how much of this we'll get into next week again. Tentatively, I expect next Tuesday to interview James Corbett, which should be fun. And again, that should be the subject of next Wednesday's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. But these kinds of things really, you know, kind of freak me out, quite frankly. When George Soros says there's an even more alarming prospect on the horizon, there could be an alliance between authoritarian states and these large data-rich IT monopolies that would bring together nascent systems and corporate surveillance with an already developed system of state-sponsored surveillance. This may well result in a web of totalitarian control, the likes of which not even Aldous Huxley or George Orwell could have imagined. I mean, is this like a Brer Rabbit trap? Because I feel like a lot of what's going on is, if we look close, you know, we hear the reverberations in the DOJ and FBI scandal, really. I don't know how else to describe it, that has emerged as a result of this, Trump-Russia nonsense and coming out of the 2016 election cycle. Is it a Brer Rabbit trap? You know, are we headed for that kind of a scenario where we get the truth like we usually do, but instead of having the right kind of reform where we dismantle the FBI and the CIA and the broader intelligence community, the spy state, because it has far too much power at this point. I mean, this to me is what I think of when I think of Soros' remarks, you know, an alliance between an unholy alliance between authoritarian states and these large data-rich IT monopolies that would bring together nascent systems of corporate surveillance with an already developed system of state-sponsored surveillance. And he said this may well result in a web of totalitarian control, the likes of which not even Aldous Huxley or George Orwell could have imagined. And I think they did because, you know, dark forces were basically roadmapping this back when Huxley wrote Brave New World and Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, wrote 1984 et al. So I don't think it's terribly surprising, but unfortunately it is to the broader, you know, the rest of humanity, basically, or the rest of mankind. So, again, it's ironic that, you know, George Soros has done the kind of work that he has through the Open Society's the Open Society Foundation network, donating billions and billions of dollars. What was it most recently? $18 billion to these networks. It's interesting, you know, for him to say these kinds of things is kind of shocking. So, you know, and going on, he said, U.S.-based IT monopolies are already tempted to compromise themselves in order to gain entrance to these vast and fast-growing markets, talking about Russia and China. The dictatorial leaders in these countries may be only too happy to collaborate with them, since they want to improve their methods of control over their own populations and expand their power and influence in the United States and the rest of the world. It's pretty astonishing. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks, if you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. All right, I'm going to wrap up this George Soros remarks thing because Donald Trump said some interesting things too. Again, this is all freaking me out. You know, the press reporting, you know, initially, I mean, we played the clip, a couple of clips yesterday, CNN, talking about Trump's visit to Davos, the World Economic Forum, and then, you know, the press reporting that he would be shunned essentially when he got there, has never been invited before. That seems to be sort of misdirection, in my opinion. So, not invited, would be shunned. He gets there, and suddenly, apparently, he's kind of a darling of the World Economic Forum at Davos, and that's interesting. All of this maybe, you know, again, maybe a Brer Rabbit kind of setup. I don't know. It's very strange, to say the least, because it's easier when bad guys just do bad things, and then you could say, look, but when they become more clever, then it's even more suspicious and difficult to call them out. So back to George Soros' remarks, then we'll move on. He said, U.S.-based IT monopolies are already tempted to compromise themselves, as I said. He said the owners of the platform giants consider themselves the masters of the universe, but in fact they are slaves to preserving their dominant position. It is only a matter of time before the global dominance of the U.S. IT monopolies is broken. Davos is a good place to announce that their days are numbered. Regulation and taxation will be their undoing, and the EU competition Commissioner Vestager will be their nemesis. There's also a growing recognition of a connection between the dominance of the platform monopolies and the rising level of inequality. Yeah, but George, I thought you were for inequality. It's kind of what you foment through your Open Society Foundation network. The concentration of share ownership in the hands of a few private individuals plays some role, but the peculiar position occupied by the IT giants is even more important. They have achieved monopoly power, but at the same time, they are also competing against each other. They are big enough to swallow startups that could develop into competitors. Exactly. I've spoken to that several times, the way that Google has oh, gosh, there's one that I can't think of off the top of my head right now. But back in 2014, Google did just that, bought a competitor to Google, and the company, including the founders, were excited. I remember reading their internal press releases. This is going to give us unlimited resources to finally realize our vision and our dreams. And then within a week, it was shut down. Gone. Anyway, continuing. They have achieved monopoly power, but at the same time, they're also competing against each other. They are big enough to swallow up startups that could develop into competitors, but only the giants have the resources to invade each other's territory. And they have conspired together. You know, there's the Tectopus scandal that you never hear in the mainstream media, the wage suppression scandal. And the H-1B visa is a, you know, parallel to that discussion. Pretending, you know, the tech giants have been caught really without exception numerous times fixing their hiring process and their job search or their employee search, saying they're looking for American IT workers when in reality they're scalping or poaching foreign workers, you know, non-American born folks overseas. And basically they pretend to search here in America while all the while they're expecting to, once they've done their fake cursory search, nope, we couldn't find anybody, then they bring in their poached career person from overseas. But I digress. They are poised to dominate the new growth areas that artificial intelligence is opening up, like driverless cars. The impact of innovations on unemployment depends on government policies. The European Union, in particular, particularly the Nordic countries, are much more farsighted in their social policies than the United States, socialist policies, maybe. They protect the workers, not the jobs. They are willing to pay for retraining and or retiring displaced workers. This gives workers in Nordic countries a greater sense of security and makes them more supportive of technological innovations than workers in the U.S. That's a little bit of spin. But continuing, the internet monopolies have neither the will nor the inclination to protect society against the consequences of their actions. Exactly. That turns them into a menace, and it falls to the regulatory authorities to protect society against them. And again, see, the problem here is that the people, apparently, you know, you get guys like this together and they all start, you know, it's the old African proverb at play all over again. When the elephants struggle or elephants fight, the grass suffers. So, you know, no, George Soros, it's not the regulatory authorities so much as the people themselves who should be changing their habits, knowing that these services have become predatory if they weren't always. Continuing, in the U.S., the regulators are not strong enough to stand up against their political influence. That's a fact, and it goes beyond this because, again, there's a deep state connection, which is what we're going to get into here in a second. So the European Union is better situated because it doesn't have any platform giants of its own. European Union uses a different definition of monopoly power from the United States. And we've been, you know, and so the last thing I'll say from his speech, George Soros at World Economic Forum yesterday, the last section of his speech was titled The Rise of Nationalism and How to Reverse It, which is, and he talks about reflexivity, which is, you know, this reflexive nonsense is something that he's been instrumental in not necessarily implementing or fomenting, but sort of suggesting, I would say, through the Open Society Foundation Network again. So the opening paragraph on that, he said, I have mentioned some of the most pressing and important problems confronting us today. In conclusion, let me point out that we are living in a revolutionary period. See, it's back to Pike's letter to Mazzini. Anytime you hear revolution, you should run, because the person is either a dupe, a useful idiot, or worse. They're one of, you know, they're probably on the payroll. One of these intellectual firebrands, the lightning rods, as I call them, that, you know, galvanize people to stupidity. All our established institutions are in a state of flux. Yeah, compliments of Soros Open Society Foundation Network, in large part. And in these circumstances, and again, that's why, you know, I think countries like Russia and Hungary and other places have banned the Soros network of NGO, NPO influence. All our established institutions are in a state of flux, he said, and in these circumstances, both fallibility and reflexivity are operating at full force. Yes, but that's, again, that's ironic because he's been instrumental in this reflexive nonsense that has infected and polluted the world. Anyway, so that was very interesting. And again, getting back to this connection that he kept kind of speaking to, these data-rich IT monopolies, you know, I've mentioned several times that the CIA created InQtel as a front company, really, a venture capital angel investor front company, and it has become the rudder of technological innovation, really, in quite literal terms, because at last check, InQtel bragged itself the kind of the leader in drawing venture capital. The last time I checked, and I've mentioned this several times, you know, for a while they were saying for every dollar InQtel invests in technology, the venture capital community invests nine. Then it went up to 11. How perfect. But So $11 for every dollar that InQtel invests. What that's saying is if InQtel looks at it and identifies it as something that they want to cultivate in the IT community, then venture capitalists say, well, that means the CIA, the NSA, and all of the, you know, broader intelligence community, because you have to understand, I mean, going back to the Open Source Intelligence Initiative, which is something you never hear anyone talk about. If you look up OSINT, you'll see the Open Source Intelligence Initiative kicked into high gear at the same time Facebook gained prominence, or really was created back in 2004. The broader intelligence community said, we all need to work together and share information, and we need to spy on social networks and all of the data, particularly in social media, because there were social media platforms before Facebook. What was the big coup with Facebook? The fact that Facebook forces a user essentially to use their real identity, so to speak, versus all of the other social media platforms that will allow you to use a a less identifiable identity. So with that, obviously the intelligence community is very interested. They have some very sophisticated tools to mine Facebook in particular and social media. And Facebook's origins are very, you know, if it's possible to even create separation between the CIA and Facebook and its foundation, you know, with characters like Gilman Louie, for example. From the beginning, Peter Thiel and Clarium Capital giving Facebook its first $500,000 in startup capital. And there are videos that have been done about that. But at the same time that you had Facebook suddenly emerge, you have the Open Source Intelligence Initiative, OSINT, in 2004, and the hardwiring of these intelligence agencies together, which was unprecedented. That's not supposed to be normal. This gets back to Wesley's quote, you know, what one generation endures or tolerates, then the next generation will embrace. People don't even know. This is not good. This is not good. So now you have all of these, I mean, think about it. You know, it's not just the CIA. But, you know, you basically have all of the military intelligence. You have naval intelligence, ONI, Air Force, which has always been involved in this kind of intel, Army intel, Coast Guard intel, even the DIA, the OIC, Marine Corps Intelligence, NGIA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NRO, the National Reconnaissance Office, and so many others, the 16 or so generally mentioned. And it just keeps expanding. You know, the FBI is obviously included in there, the DEA. But, you know, subsidiaries of other organizations. Anyway, they're all being wired together, and that intelligence network has been turned in to spy on the American people. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go on. I definitely need to get back to the Soros thing, because we should wait and wire some of that together. I mentioned a while back Dinesh D'Souza's tweet to this effect. You know, speaking of Soros, the subject matter expert on this issue, you know, the ZEC. I mentioned Dinesh D'Souza and his book, The Big Lie, and his controversial revelations regarding George Soros in particular. And he made a controversial statement, but it's true. It's fact-based. He referred to Steve Croft's CBS interview, or excuse me, a 60 Minutes interview, CBS 60 Minutes, back in 1998. And we probably need to play that, a few minutes of that, because you hear that and you hear the question Steve Croft asked back then, and you have a very particular opinion of George Soros. We'll have to do that. I think we'll kind of wire all this stuff together. Anyway, getting back on track for today. So George Soros says to Google and Facebook, your days are numbered. He's divested. Apparently, Soros Fund Management Group has divested itself largely of Facebook shares and has recently done some other things with regard to investment in social media. But we'll talk more about that all when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. broadcast for Friday, January 26, 2018. You know, it's always been profitable working for the CIA, hasn't it? I mean, even, you know, guys like Larry Ellison and Jeff Bezos will tell you that, among others. So it's not surprising, you know, that it's been very lucrative for guys like Mark Zuckerberg. But I digress. So just to kind of wrap up this Soros World Economic Forum speech stuff. Soros also dismissed Bitcoin as a typical bubble, quote unquote. But he said the cryptocurrency would likely avoid a full crash because authoritarians would still use it to make secret investments abroad. You know, who is Kaiser Soze? Who is Satoshi Nakamoto? It's not suspicious that a cryptocurrency that has no real tangible counterpart and was created on a platform that was created by bad guys, and it was also created by an unknown character. You know, some Satoshi Nakamoto is like Bigfoot. Some people say they've seen him, but there's really no conclusive evidence. You certainly can't march this character out in front of people, can we? But I digress. He described Russia. I mentioned this earlier, didn't quite finish the thought, but he described Russia's Vladimir Putin as presiding over a mafia state and called Trump a danger to the world. It's interesting, but he predicted that Trump's appeal would not last. He said, "I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020 or even sooner." That's no surprise. That's what Carol Quigley wrote about in Tragedy and Hope. You know, you have these demagogues that are propped up. You know, they're puppets, and every 4 to 8 years, you know, you waste and exhaust the public confidence in these leaders, and you throw the rascals out, as Quigley wrote. Anyway, speaking of Facebook, Soros, you know, this is from the Guardian article, the one I mentioned earlier, George Soros, Facebook and Google are a menace to society. From that article, Soros is the latest high-profile business person to speak out about these internet platforms about in Davos. Earlier this week, here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be the rulers of your world.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.